Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane in with Rose Gray. She is back from actual vacation.
Yeah.
Like not hosting a trip, you were actually on vacation with Colleen. How'd that go?
Oh, très bien, merci.
It looked amazing. The photos you guys were sending back, I was so jealous.
Yeah, it was called. So, first of all, thank you, Andrea, who is boarding a plane right now as we speak in Cancun, Mexico to come home.
She did a great job last week.
And I listened to part of it, as a matter of fact. Merci beaucoup, Andrea, for filling in for me. I couldn't do this if I didn't have people to fill in, because then I'd never get to travel, and then I wouldn't really be a very credible source, now would I?
Well, and who would want to not be able to travel and just do this show?
Right, exactly. And so that was wonderful. And yes, a lot of things happened while I was gone. So the name of the river cruise company was Tauk, T-A-U-C-K. They are certainly a wonderful company. As many of you know, we have used in the past for our groups Uniworld, which would be what we consider to be our premier luxury line.
Okay.
This would be a competitor in that market. And I had never traveled with them. I have been at many different river cruise ports throughout my life where a Tauk ship has been parked. I have had the opportunity to walk through a Tauk ship. I have had an opportunity to see a cabin on a Tauk ship, but I had never had an opportunity to do it. And so Colleen and I had a chance. This was a perfectly lovely time for us to be gone. I have done this itinerary before. It is the Rhône Valley in France. For those of you who are wine drinkers, you will know Beaujolais, Châteauneuf-du-Pape, and then Côte de Rhône in that order is the way we did the wines. And so it was absolutely lovely. But my number one reason for taking this trip was to see how another company would handle this.
Right.
Because the itinerary was pretty similar. It's called Savoring France. And so we would call this the wine, cheese, bread, and chocolate trip. Pretty much that's what I did.
Ah, and you brought some chocolate back. Thank you for that.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Appreciate it. And it was awesome. You did a good trip.
It was
everything
awesome.
Everything ran fine.
Yep. While I was away, the mask thing happened.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about that in a minute. And while I was on this particular trip was my very first opportunity to use my global entry.
Oh.
And so we can talk about that as well. So a little bit more about Tauk. Again, premium luxury. Anybody that wants to talk to me, you know, later about this, send me an email. It's rgray, G-R-A-Y, at foxworldtravel.com. I can answer questions like that. Or text them and call them now and we can answer those questions. But here's what I would say. Dayton, you know, we've been talking about pack your patience when you travel.
Yes.
Right now.
Yep.
I can tell you right now, and from talking to the cruise director on this particular trip, there definitely are differences that have occurred and will continue to occur for a while because of COVID. They, just like everybody else on the ship, are short-staffed.
Right.
Normally, somebody that works in the bar would not be serving you dinner. Somebody that works at the front desk would not be cleaning a room, would not be welcoming passengers on and getting you to scan your card to come back on the ship. They're all doing double and triple and probably quadruple duty right now. And they don't mind.
Did the whole world just stop working? Why are we short everywhere?
Tell us, sell us. Where do these employees go? So the thing is, oftentimes these are Eastern Europeans on river cruises in Europe. So they're Bulgarians, okay. They're Hungarians, they're Romanians, they're Serbians, and they're amazingly hard workers. They all speak fluent English or they wouldn't be on these ships. And you can just see they're very tired and they're on their third river cruise back to back to back. And they normally work about 3 months. And so, yes, they're often overworked, but now it just felt like, wow. But they never complained. They just kept telling us how grateful they were for us to be there and happy to be back at work.
Right. Well, a lot of these places, they depend on tourists.
Exactly.
And if the tourists aren't there, the jobs aren't there, the economy's not where it should be. So good. Well, good. I'm glad it was a great trip. We need to talk about the mask stuff. So let's do that when we come back from the break. We'd also love to hear from you. Any travel questions you have, you want to share an experience, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray, 9:15, 51 degrees. The sun's going to be shining. We'll hit a high of 78 today. You're with us for what, a week or two, and then you're off to Ireland? Is that how
it
works?
It's very true. I must apologize in advance for the fact that I am going to be traveling a lot in 22.
Yes, that's a good thing.
We've got to make up for 2 years, and right. So we're pushing a lot of that stuff in into 22, and that's a good thing. That's a very good thing. So, yeah, I think we're moving in the right direction. We'll talk a little bit more after we take Paul's call about masks and how that's going to impact travel, and then maybe test will be the next thing.
All right, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Let's go to Paul in Tosa. Good morning, Paul. What's your question?
Oh, good morning. Say, I am going to be taking a road trip to Niagara Falls, and I wanted to travel through Canada. And I wanted to know if there was anything special I need to do besides having a passport driving through Canada.
No, actually, effective April 1, Canada said fully vaccinated travelers no longer need to provide a negative COVID test to enter. So that's pretty remarkable considering that they were really, really tight for a really long time. So at this point in time, as long as you've got your passport and you're ready to cross that border with no drugs or excessive alcohol in your vehicle, you should be in good shape.
There was something I saw online about registering for Arcan or CanR or something like that. I don't know. Is that involved at all, or do you know what that was all about?
I don't know what that's all about. Maybe there's a Canadian person. Normally, my sister, who is from British Columbia, would be texting me immediately telling me what that is. But she happens to be in Nepal, so she's not going to be texting. And so maybe I can find that out for you. But did it have something to do with registering your vehicle to be on the roads of Canada?
It was something about being allowed to enter the country. And you had to do it within 72 hours. Now, I don't know if that's old news or something new.
I think that's old news.
I was totally unfamiliar with it.
Yep, I think that's old news. So during the break, I'll do a little Google search and see if I can find any more. I've got a couple sources, but I think that's old news. I think you're good.
Oh, great. Well, thanks very
much.
You're
welcome, Paul.
Thank you. Have a good trip.
All right.
855-616-1620, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line. How do people get a hold of you guys if they want to?
So still with the Saturday hours. So 866-GO-FOX-GO. Now, that Saturday hour thing could be going away anytime now because we're approaching summer and we know what happens in summer in Wisconsin. People leave town, right?
Yes, they go up north, they go on vacation.
Right. Yeah. So, but they're still there. So any questions that you might have, 866-GO-FOX-GO. Fox World website is always, always one of the most remarkable places that you can go because that's where you find all of the information about not only our groups, which, you know, I love to talk about those, but also the hottest vacation deals. Then if you're somebody that actually is responsible for business travel, there's a whole section for you on that as well. So our website is just a big, giant resource center.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line always open this hour, 855-616-1620. We are a live show. People ask that on the text line once in a while. You guys live? Yes.
Yes.
We're here in studio waiting to talk to you. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane with Rose Gray. The Bucks killed the Bulls yesterday, 111-81. What a game. That's what we were expecting to see out of this series.
And you know what? It'll give Chris Middleton a little time to heal.
So that's
just
nice.
Just go win and then be on to the next one.
Game four tomorrow in Chicago. Coverage starts at 11 o'clock here on WTMJ. We'd love to hear from you. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. But give us an update. You were just on a nice vacation.
Yes.
What's the mask situation going on around the world?
Okay, so this whole thing was happening around Monday or Tuesday. And you can imagine everybody on the ship. And I should tell everybody. So this was a 98-passenger ship. That's a pretty small ship. And there was 62 guests on board.
Okay.
So they're just beginning their season. And you know, those numbers will increase. But so lots of people chattering about what's that going to be like? Am I still going to wear a mask? Do I have to wear a mask? So the Tauk company's policy on the ship was, if you are in a public space standing up, so you're in a lobby, you're walking down a hallway, you're standing up, yes, they'd like you to have a mask on. If you were sitting down, now you arrived at the lounge, you're going to have a cocktail, you arrived at the dining room, you're going to eat your dinner, you could remove your mask and keep it off.
Okay.
And that's pretty much what people did. We continued to do that throughout the cruise, no matter what was happening with the mask mandate in the U.S. So then we started researching, what about Delta? What about United? What about Air France? What all these people who are flying home wanted to know, do I have to wear a mask coming back? Now, remember, I'm a guest, so I'm trying not to play travel agent too much on this
Which
thing.
Isn't easy for you, I'm sure.
It wasn't. And so we started, you know, saying, well, go to their website, and this is what you'll find out. So Andrea tells me on Wednesday morning when she flew out of Milwaukee to Cancun, this is brand new now, she said about 90% of the people at Mitchell Field did not have masks on.
Right.
Okay. And 10% did. When she connected in Chicago at O'Hare, she said it was about 60% had masks on, 40 did not. And she said it was that same way on those flights. So from Chicago to Cancun, about 60% did not have masks. So now we have a couple days to digest this. And now Rose is going to get on a plane in Lyon, France, to connect in Amsterdam, to connect in Atlanta, to get back to Milwaukee. And I would say, when we got on the plane in Lyon, they said you do not have to wear a mask.
Okay.
So then there was about 50-50 on that plane. Then we would arrive in Amsterdam, they make the announcement, just so everybody knows, Amsterdam has not relaxed its mask mandate for the airport. You must wear a mask.
Okay.
I would say about 30% of people did not, and nobody enforced that. Then on the plane, I would say it was about 60-40. On that very big plane, that's a Delta flight, I would say 50% of the probably 12 flight attendants, it was a big, big Airbus, had about, I think, six did and six did not.
Okay,
so it's about 50-50 on that one. And then once we got to Atlanta, all bets were off, and it was about, I would say, like O'Hare, 60-40 probably.
So like it says at the beginning of every program, views of the host and the guests are not WTMJ's. I think we're finally to the point where we should have been all along.
Yeah.
If you feel you need to wear a mask for your safety and your health, you have underlying issues, you're a certain age, whatever, wear a mask. The nice thing you mentioned, nobody's looking at you weird anymore if you're wearing a mask.
Right. Right.
It's become kind of normal in our society that if you want to wear a mask, nobody's going to look at you weird.
Right. In fact, even the airlines make an announcement like that at this point saying, we're going to respect everybody's choice at this time until something changes.
Let's just keep it there. Let's not change anything. Can we just keep it there?
I'm with you.
That would be great. All right. 855-616-1620 is the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line. Let's go to John in Franklin. Good morning, John. What's your question?
Good morning. My question is, the wife and I are like plan a trip to Hawaii.
Okay.
Now, she doesn't want to fly all the way. We like to dig a ship. So what would you recommend? And I wanted something that we can stay on the ship when we're going around the islands and that we can book all our land excursions off the ship.
Sure. So there is one company that does a 7-day Hawaii cruise, but you said your wife doesn't want to fly to Hawaii, so that probably isn't going to work. Now, keep in mind, if you leave the United States, you're going to be 2 days on the ship to get to Hawaii and 2 days on the ship to get back from Hawaii. So it's going to make for a longer trip. In addition to that, any of the ships that leave the United States due to a rule have to stop in an international port. And that usually means they have to stop at the Fanning Islands or some other Mexican port along the way. So keep that in mind. If she would be willing to fly to Hawaii, you can get on a ship in Honolulu. You can do all four main islands. In fact, you do both sides of the Big Island in a very interesting way. But either way, anybody at any one of our offices, and I see you're in Franklin, so Greenfield would probably be your best option as far as geographically close to you, can help you make that determination as far as how do you want this to go. Do you want to fly to Hawaii and get on a ship, or do you want to leave the West Coast on a ship and spend 2 days going and 2 days coming back?
Okay. Do you know what companies offer that?
Everybody.
Ship there, ship back?
Everybody.
Everybody
yep.
does?
Royal Caribbean has one. Princess has one. Holland America has one. Celebrity, I believe, has one. So there's a number of them. Princess is pretty well known in that market with a pretty nice itinerary. So that would probably be the first one that they would offer you. But you might want to take a look at the various options and see where it is they're stopping for, how long they're stopping. That usually makes a determination. When it's a Hawaii cruise, people are basing their decision on the itinerary first and the ship second, usually.
That sounds good. And then what was I going to ask? Do we have to make an appointment to come into your office or just walk in the door?
You can walk in the door, but what I would do is I would call 866-GO-FOX-GO, find out what hours they're going to be there just to be on the safe side, because we have had some staffing issues where we've had to shut an office down for a short period of time, and then say who would be able to talk to me. I think for a trip of this magnitude, John, maybe it'd be a good idea to make the appointment.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Thanks,
enjoy
John.
The trip.
Thank you very much.
So I want to touch on something there. We have a minute before we have to jump over to Jasper. Why do we stop at an international port? What's the point of that?
So
how did that come about?
There's a thing called the Jones Act, and I do get texts and calls from people when I misspeak about this particular act, so I'm probably not going to get too in-depth right now. But there's a international law that says if a ship that is not registered in the United States, and there are very few ships registered in the United States. There's one, NCL's Hawaiian ship,
okay,
or the American, the river cruises and things like that.
Right,
but when you're talking about Holland and Princess and NCL and all the big ones, they're registered elsewhere. They're registered in the Bahamas or in the Netherlands or what have you. They have to, by law, make a stop in an international port. That's
okay.
Just the rule, because it was way back in the day, it had something to do with the merchant marine and shipping. And
make sure nobody was doing like rum runs.
I think it was more financial, actually.
Okay, yeah. Like,
and so you do have to make that stop. And it sometimes is off-putting to people who are not big cruisers. If you're a cruiser, you love those two cruise days going and coming. Those are the days you go and have tea and you play bingo and you learn origami and you do all that fun stuff. So yeah, there's just two different ways to look at how you want to operate. And that's why when we had the Canadian Alaska situation,
right,
where we couldn't stop, that had something to do with it.
All right. We'd love to hear from you after we get done with this next break here. The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. We go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center and say hello to Jasper Appleton. Good morning, Jasper.
Good morning, Dayton.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Did you guys sing Alouette on the travel?
We did not.
All together?
We did not sing Frere Jacques or Alouette.
Rose Gray here. My name is Dayton Kane. Thank you for listening this morning to the Fox World Travel Show. The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Somebody does have a question for you here. It says, were you tested daily while on your river cruise?
No. So good. Thank you for that. So the way this works is the person who did in fact determine that he or she was positive must have had symptoms and must have had a self-test along, or said, can you test me? I have symptoms.
Okay.
So they did not test us daily. What Tauk did was provide us an opportunity to test 24 hours before we were going to leave the ship, if in fact we were leaving France. Many people were going to continue on. And then there was contingency plans for them as well. But so on, they set up an appointment schedule every 5 minutes. You went to an empty cabin that they had set up as a little medical type facility. I did the test. The person who administered the test said, "You want to just stick around and find out right now?" I said, "Yes, please." And I chatted with him for a grand total of about 3 minutes. And he said, "Oh, by the way, I could have told you 2 minutes ago, you're negative." So they did not test us daily. They left it up to us to, you know, if you were having symptoms. Some people I chatted with said they had brought a couple of self-tests along. We know those aren't going to work if they don't have the tele-doc situation where somebody's verifying it. You can't just take one of those tests.
So if you did have one of those tests along and you did it and you found out you were positive, then you would have to go anyway and get another one done by a professional that would be able to prove that that test was actually...
Right, exactly. And that's exactly what happened to this particular passenger. They were 35 euros, which is equivalent of, you know, right now the euro is about 1.07 or something like that. So it's 35 bucks, let's just put it that way. And you paid it and it went on your tab and that was the end of it. And that was all I had on my tab because wonderful thing about TALK, all of your drinks, all of your excursions, all of your gratuities, all taken care of in one price. So you don't have that bill at the end that you do have with some, with most ocean cruises and some river cruises.
So Isaac is in the producer's booth and he said somebody called in and asked if people are still wearing white capris on cruises.
They are.
What is that about?
Well, so here's the thing. So white capris are sort of a big, giant sign that you're an American. And so I think that, that maybe that was what that was about. And again, we have that ridiculous rule in the United States. You can't wear white until after Memorial Day and you can't wear it out. You know, we can't wear it before Memorial Day and after Labor Day.
Right.
Okay. There were people on the ship that had white jeans on.
Okay.
So I don't think that, I don't know if that's still a rule or not, but
well,
yes.
Brett Michaels from Poison wears white all the time. White jeans, white leather, chaps, white.
Exactly.
Anytime.
What,
come on,
what
let's rock
they
it.
Don't wear a lot in Europe is shorts. You don't see women in shorts a lot. You'll see them in athletic shorts when they work out.
Okay.
But they don't really wear shorts like we... like.
They wear capri.
Yeah.
Why that is.
I don't know. Maybe
does it not get as hot there?
You know, I think they know that. I don't know. And I won't. I mean, young girls will wear shorts. I'm saying people of my age who would be on a river cruise are not wearing shorts typically.
Okay. There's a question here for about masks, specific masks. When we're talking masks, there's no certain one you have to wear, right?
Nope. If you've got a mask on, it could be a cloth mask. It could be, they even let people with gaiters and bandanas count that. Now, you remember when the masks were being very, very strictly monitored to go into AmFam Field or wherever we needed to wear masks for a while? Gaiters and bandanas were not considered masks. You can wear cloth, you can wear paper, you can wear N95s, KN95s, whatever, all of them. You can even wear the ones that have the vents that some people say they don't do anything. That's really not what it's about. It's just about having the mask on.
Trying to keep some of that stuff from flying around.
Precisely.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Let's talk briefly about some of the trips you guys have going on right now at Fox World Travel.
For sure. So if I've inspired anybody at all, you might want to take a look and see what kind of river cruising we still have left for this year. Now, I know Gene Miller's trip show sold out. One never knows. If you really got inspired by my French at the beginning of the show, you might want to take a look at that. We also really do want to let everybody know that we still do have space on Croatia, which is in August. So you got time to think about that. Magnificent Switzerland, which is also in August. Colleen has some space left on her Iceland trip, which is July 15th. So at any given time, I just recommend you check out our website, foxworldtravel.com, go under travel, go under the Fox Group Vacations and see what's happening, see what's out there, see what is sold out, see which is not sold out. I'm looking at our Alaskas for 22 and I'm seeing a lot of sold out. So there's a couple spaces left on Jeff Wagner's WTMJ. We do have some space available on our August 14th, which is the Great Land. So we do have some space, but we have lots of sold out trips for 22. And then we've started already selling into 23. So there's an Ireland adventure. Maybe when I get back from Ireland in a couple of weeks and tell you how excited that is, you maybe will consider that one. There's a Scandinavia trip. There's European treasures, which is always wonderful. A couple of Italy trips. So lots going on. People are traveling like mad. Normally, we're at the end of the season. If it tells you anything, our offices are still open on Saturdays because the business warrants it. Normally, after spring break, we're seeing a little bit of a slowdown. Not this year. People are
pent up vacation frustration.
They've got time, they've got money, and they just want to go.
They want to go. So when you go to foxworldtravel.com under travel, Fox Group Vacations, you can scroll a long time. There are a lot of trips you guys have coming up. I mean, it's impressive.
It's very impressive. And we know group travel isn't for everybody. But what I enjoyed talking to people about on this particular trip was about why they liked the river cruise concept. So even though this wasn't a group, nobody had anything. I mean, there was two couples, three couples traveling together. They were all from a neighborhood or they were all friends or what have you. This wasn't a group like Fox would take out, but they all had something in common. They wanted to experience a river cruise that was entitled Savoring France. They knew it. They looked at the itinerary. Said, "Ooh,
right.
Fabulous Beaujolais and Rhône and Côte de Rhône and Châteauneuf du Pape, my favorite wine on the planet. We're going to stop at all of those places. We did a cooking school. Now, Talk put on an amazing excursion for us. And I have to tell you, I was talking to one of the gentlemen on the motor coach on our way to the cooking school. And he said, well, can I just like walk around the town or something if I don't like this? And he said, I'm not really into this. He had more fun at the cooking school than almost anybody there. He said, oh, I didn't know this was going to be like this. So they took, say, 40 of us at one given time to the cooking school. 20 went into a wine tasting and 20 went into the cooking school. And then we swapped.
So nice.
It was fabulous.
Very good. The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. About 17 minutes left in the show. Get your questions in for Rose Gray. It's a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. I don't know what to do with this chocolate you brought me. Oh. I mean, it's almost too good to eat, I'm afraid.
Like, so I gave some to Eric Brown, and he sent me a text. He wasn't even out of the parking lot at TMJ, and he said, oh, that dark chocolate was phenomenal. Thank you.
Okay, so I guess I'm allowed to eat mine as well, huh? All right, so we'd love to hear from you. We got a couple segments left. The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. From the 414, it says, for first-timers to Alaska, Denali, McKinley, and Inside Passage for 14 days total, what are the top three must-do excursions?
Okay, so Skagway Narrow Gauge Railroad, that the White Pass Narrow Gauge Railway is probably going to be in the top three. I would say whale watching in Juneau is going to be in the. Yep, that's probably going to be. When you go to Denali, if you are not booking with a tour company, and help me out here, I lost the text. Does it say they are?
It does not say.
Okay, if you're with a group or you're with, say, a cruise line that's doing the tour land portion with the cruise, typically when you're in Denali, they've included the Denali Wilderness Park tour. You would be very, very sorry that you missed Denali if you didn't do it that way. People have the misguided idea that you can just go to Denali and just drive your car. If you rent a car or you drive a car, you can just go in there. You can only get in a couple miles. Everything else has to be park registered vehicles taking you in and out of there. And summer season is so short there, the season is so short there, that it's very hard if you haven't pre-booked that to get that tour. Okay. I would do heli hiking probably. It is something else that I would probably do. Fixed wing plane to go see Denali. It would be something else. But I would say whale watching in Juneau and near White Pass Railway and Skagway on the ship portion are two you wouldn't want to miss.
So you mentioned renting a car. There's a couple questions on the line about renting a car. And your advice always is do it ahead of time if you can, right? Don't wait till you show up.
I wouldn't do that right now.
Oh, really?
Pre-COVID, I mean, I would only reserve a car.
Okay, I see.
I would never show up right now. They have not replaced their cars in their fleets.
Yeah.
They are the rentals for a one-way, as we learned during my spring break debacle, when I talked to people who are renting a car and dropping it, yeah, because they can't have these cars out of their fleet, so they're just penalizing you for doing that. So I would never do a walk-up car rental right now. Okay. Never.
One more segment left. Get your calls in. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Good morning. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
You audit that. Why, Rose Gray?
Because I'm so French. I feel so French. I feel a little bit like I'm still French. At 3 o'clock this afternoon, when I hit the wall, because I got home at about 11, went to bed at midnight. I flew all day and did not sleep, because I don't sleep on planes ever. And then, I'll hit the wall about 3 o'clock.
That is dedication. Yeah. Dayton Kane here with Rose. It's 9:52, a few minutes left in the show, so let's get through a couple of texts here. We were talking Alaska. One came through from David Nason from the Fix-It Show, said, I booked a trip to Alaska in 2018 through Fox, and we did a seaplane excursion in Anchorage that flew us over glaciers. It was amazing, and I would highly recommend it. So that's another thing that you could do. Somebody was asking what to do when they are in Alaska. Another one here says, where'd it go? Oh, hey, we'd like to see what Northern Lights up in Alaska. What time of the year is best for that? And would Denali be open at that time?
Okay, so the best time is February. And no, they wouldn't be open. Now, I have seen the Northern Lights at the end of August, but that is rare, rare, rare. If you want to really, really do Northern Lights, you have to go in wintertime. And okay, the Denali Park area is not open at that time. So we don't do trips there. On occasion, we have done trips to Scandinavia to see the Northern Lights and things like that. But it's very hard for us to convince Wisconsin people to go someplace even colder than Wisconsin in winter. So
have you seen
not.
The Northern Lights? Like
I have seen
before?
The Northern Lights. They do a thing called Knock You Up, which sounds gross. I apologize okay. for that. But what happens is if you tell them at the front desk, they'll tell you, there'll be a sign in your lodge. It'll say, we think the Northern Lights will be out tonight.
Oh,
would you
okay.
like a knock up or would you like a phone up? And so as soon as they come out, they call you at 2 or 3 in the morning so you can run outside and see
That's
them.
Pretty awesome.
It is very awesome.
Very nice. All right, let's jump over to Jeff in Mount Pleasant. Good morning, Jeff. What's your question?
Hey, good morning. So we've never done a cruise before, and we decided to book Royal Caribbean's Oasis on April 16th of next year. We're going to have an almost two-year-old kid by that time, and I was just curious what types of things there were going to be for her to do on the boat sailing.
There will be some things. Royal Caribbean, and especially that particular class with Royal Caribbean and that particular ship, which I've had the opportunity to sail on, is very, very, very kid-friendly. So there will be, you know, kid-friendly activities for the child to participate in. Now, if you do want somebody to actually babysit your child, you can make that happen, but that's a paid-for service, and you would actually have to have them come to the cabin, it's my understanding. So there's not like some open kid club at night if you wanted to go out or do something like that, but it is a very, very kid-friendly cruise line, and you will not feel like, oh my gosh, we're the only people here that brought our child along. There'll be lots of kids on the ship.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Enjoy your trip. Thanks for listening, Jeff. Have a great weekend. Somebody here is asking if you have a podcast of the show.
We do. So if you ever missed a show and you want to go back and hear it, if you go to our website, foxworldtravel.com, under the resources tab, you will find Travel Show with Rose Gray. And then under there is a little icon that says available on Podbean. And when you hit that, all of the shows are posted every week. So I submit, Isaac sends me the show. I put my notes in, I send it to marketing, and by Monday afternoon-ish Tuesday, the podcast is up. So every show we've done for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks are there.
We're here every week from 9 to 10 o'clock. We have about a minute left. Wrap it up for us.
So I just want to tell everybody, if you are still thinking about a river cruise, I had the opportunity to go with Tauk. They were wonderful. They are luxury premium brand. Everything was included. So all of your gratuities, all of your drinks, all of your excursions, all of which were wonderful. They had some pretty unique things that I would be happy to discuss. I gave out my email. I'll do it again. It's rgray, G-R-A-Y, at foxworldtravel.com. You have a question about talc, you have a question about river cruising, you want to ask me my opinion, I will be more than happy to give you a comparison if you're looking at several different river cruises. We always have to take these kinds of things in consideration. Is it the ship? Is it the experience? Is it the itinerary? Is it the destination? What is it I'm looking for? And we can help you with that. But I'm not the only one there. We've got a staff of frontline advisors that can help you out. And they're there Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, 866-GO-FOX-GO. And they're still there and will be there from 9 to noon for a couple more Saturdays.
All right. We will see you next week.
Yep.
Always good. Great show. Welcome back. Glad to have you back. Andrea did a great job last week, but it's always good to have you here.
Thank you.
Coming up next, Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management with Money Talk. This has been the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.